We know so much, and by golly, we know so little. Science is able to put a man on the moon and manipulate DNA, but no one can figure out how it's remotely possible for a field ant to carry 5,000 times its body weight. Ooh. And it's still a mystery how that mighty oak came from a tiny acorn. What? The moment you think you know is the moment you've made your world smaller. The brainiac of our time, Albert Einstein, said, "I believe in intuition and inspiration. Imagination is more important than knowledge, for knowledge is limited, whereas imagination embraces the entire world." Are you kidding me? Mr. Knowledge himself claims that our imagination is bigger than what we know? Do something for me for just a second. I want you to clench your fist. Okay, got it? Now, imagine me handing you a gift. You can't receive it because your fist is clenched. That's how knowledge works. When you and I think we know it all, we have effectively shut ourselves off from the gift of knowing more. So you think you know your spouse, do you? Well, you know what they're thinking, eh? Not so fast. That mindset will keep you from love itself as your relationship becomes static. And you think you know what you're capable of? Bite your tongue. You are far more capable than you think you are. What you and I don't know about life is so much more than what we do know. So keep stoking those two special gifts that God gave you, curiosity and fascination. They are factory-installed features that'll take you to magical places if you use them. You know? Oh, wait. Maybe you don't know. Or do you? This is Rob, and this is love and encouragement from my little old family to yours.